Okay, the recording in progress, testing the microphone. Joe, you have to hear me okay?
He's giving the thumbs up.
Okay, we're positive. We're ready to go. Commissioners, you ready?
Ready.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm Mike Noble, Chairman of the Board. I convene the regular meeting of the Board of Commissioners for South Whidbey Fire and EMS for today, Monday, September 22nd. Approximately 5:30 p.m. So that's been the call to an order. Call to order. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye. No.
Aye.
None opposed. Is there any public input? Going once. Going twice. No public input. Item four on the agenda is the consent agenda. These are items that have been presented to the board for review. They're considered routine and they'll be enacted in one motion of the commission unless somebody desires discussion. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. The consent agenda is now passed. Going through the other items that we have, Chief, it looks like no member update, no old business, new business. Chief, do you want to provide a summary of the your report for this period?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the chief's report for September 2025. The first chart that you see there is the call volume by month, and you see August was actually the busiest month we've had this year. We had a increase in total monthly call volume again so far for 2025, which is the next chart down. We're trending somewhere between 250 and 300 calls a year at this point. The next chart is under staffing and volunteer engagement. So for the month of August, we saw an increase in fourth seat coverage with just the regular fourth seat coverage coming up from 77% to 87% of the time. The fifth seat and sixth seat actually went down a bit in August, and I think that's probably with people just being busy with August being a vacation season, etc. And also, we did lose one of our more active volunteers in the last few months, which was Rowan. He had been putting in a lot of shifts, so that went down a lot. And then we went ahead at the beginning of this month and hired our other busiest volunteer, Nikki. So
Chief, just a question.
yep.
If there was any member of the public, I'm going to represent them. If you have fourth seat coverage at almost 90%, how deleterious is it that we have fifth seat and sixth seat at those figures, percentages?
Really, those are nice at this point to have, but we know we're down a little bit on staffing. And so we're not going to have those. We really want to be at 100% for fourth seat. And I'll be talking to the board about a solution to that at the next board meeting after we talk to labor here this week. So looking to get that to where we wanted it to be at the end of the year.
How many paid staff do we have now? Because we had one going on leave of absence.
Yeah, I think we are at 17 right now. Yeah.
That's what Leah told me that the last
Yeah.
meeting. She said 17.
I believe we're at 17, and then we're going to dip to 16, but we've got one coming back from Academy. One will be, so we're going to be shuffling members for a while through Academy and back as we do hires.
And then, Chief, in that same subject, we have about 125 volunteers on the roster. How many are, what does that effectively mean for the public? Do we have what percentage or what number of those volunteers rotating through that can you depend on?
Sure. So we're at about 30 volunteers right now.
Okay.
And they're all, so I apologize. I somehow left this ringer on. They're all somewhat active, but I don't have the numbers offhand as to the exact numbers, but I can get those.
Just more of curiosity, a guy that I used to work with, we got together a while back. He said, how many people with the fire district? And I said, well, I know it's the paid is so much, but I couldn't respond on the volunteers. So no biggie, just curiosity.
Okay. So for recruitment, retention, new volunteers and process, we don't have any ready for approval, but we have three applications done. They've been through testing. What those three folks have left to do is, I think, just the interview at this point. So that's good. I didn't update these numbers for volunteer resignations. But actually, it held true. With the exception of one joined the Navy, we just had one tell us this morning that he's moving out of state to Arizona. So,
well, I say it's no excuse to join the Navy and stop being involved with SWIFI.
Yeah, and come back on your time off. Okay, so for the resource update, we finished a switchover for our phone system. Is complete. Our computers are getting on a life cycle for replacement. So we had a huge number of computers that were purchased all at one time that were out of date and become obsolete, which is pretty quick. I don't know how many years we get out of them, less than 10, I think. So we did some additional computer purchases, got some sort of right-sized computers for mini computers where we could get those. And we're going to start purchasing a few each year so that we're not having to replace the entire fleet at once. Apparatus committee is meeting with vendors for specs and more information on October 1st. So what that means is we have a small work group that's working together with the mechanic and Chief Dilly to create a specification for a new engine. And so they're meeting with some vendors on October 1st to look at other engines. So there's a lot that goes into that and making sure we purchase, make a good investment on that money.
Not hearing any questions on this, Chief. Do we have any goal to try to keep the apparatus, I want to say identical, but similar so that the operation is easier for the troops and the maintenance is more efficient?
Yeah, great question. That's exactly what this committee is seeking to do, is to get a specification that we can use going forward and duplicate. And that's what's so important about having our mechanic in there as well, as he can say, look, I want us to get this motor in it and this transmission, those I can work on enough parts for.
Could we jump back for a sec to the life cycle bullet?
Yep.
Are we on track to lease equipment, computers, so that they're just automatically replaced, or are we just buying and then selling off as surplus and then replacing?
Yeah, I believe what the plan we're on right now is buying, and Chief Dilly just stepped out.
Sorry.
Is just buying and surplusing.
Buying and surplusing.
Yeah.
Is there any chance to look into leasing if that works out in our favor for?
We did, yeah, we did take a look at it, and we could take another look. When we looked at it before, it was pretty expensive.
Okay.
We didn't see a whole bunch of value, but we really just looked at one company. So
okay.
Certainly something we can check in with IS outsource and see if they can advise on that too.
Oh, great. Yeah, I mean, obviously, whatever works best for the bottom line.
And I guess I'll chime in with the idea that if purchase, obviously it's our equipment. If lease, if there's any service or warranty or any reliability, I wouldn't say insurance, but ability for leasing, if that's slightly more, but we get better reliability, if that's been a problem in the past for our units.
Yeah, touche. That's a good point. So we're also testing a new wireless data system in our for our vehicles. We're testing it one of our command vehicles. We've had a lot of issues with reliability in the setup we have for the mobile, what we call mobile data terminals or computers in the apparatus. So we're trying to get the setup correct that works for us here in Southwood. Be the coverage isn't great, so we're gonna have all the right equipment. We started interviews and background checks on the maintenance tech candidates. So we have three or four interviews tomorrow morning, trying to find the right candidate. We're keeping that open for 30 days, but we've been interviewing folks via Zoom as we go along.
Chief, a question about yep. the maintenance tech. What do you look for in a what would be the premier candidate for that position?
So for this position, we're looking for someone who can fill a unique position where they're going to be working on vehicles, and they're also going to be doing station maintenance and outdoor kind of yard work, so to speak, or grounds work, I should say. So they have to be sort of a jack of all trades, but they also need to be able to learn probably a new skill set in vehicle and helping out with vehicle maintenance, being able to do oil changes and things like that. So we're getting a, you know, a variety of different candidates, both people who are grounds maintenance kind of folks, and then we've had a couple of Navy maintenance people from working on aircraft maintenance. And then we've had a few that are like, we had a crane operator from back east that works on maintenance on the cranes. So we're really just trying to interview these folks and figure out who's going to be a good fit. And then, of course, one of the most important things is going to be attitude and ability to work with Chief Dilley and Ian and have a harmonious workplace.
Well, it would seem that somebody who is on the mechanical side versus the yard work side would tend to have a leg up, but whoever works.
Yeah, and that's true. We've had a really good luck with three men and a mower for our yard service, and they're doing an awesome job. So more they need to be able to do a bit of those things. Hey, we're having an issue with, you know, everything from a little bit of plumbing to a little bit of electrical, really, at the end of the day.
Good.
Still working with the county for the training center permit. So I think we are about there on the permit. We had one issue, which was the tower was 6 inches too tall. So we're going to have them shave 6 inches off the top.
What?
To get the permit through. So, or to meet the terms of the permit.
Boy, that, you know, I'm a great believer in government, but this seems kind of, I mean, it's a unique building. It's not on top of anybody else, but whatever you got to do to get the permit.
Yeah, it was very interesting because before we graded that area of the property, it was probably 10 feet higher on the back, or well, 6 to 10 feet higher on the back of that building. So really, had we just built it on the level of the ground, it would have been, you know, we should be way underneath the height as compared to the surrounding terrain, but it's the letter of the code. So
painful, painful, painful.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have the permit done soon and be able to get started on that. It should be pretty quick once we get going. In the area of operations, the battalion chief started on the 1st of September, and so I think that's going pretty well so far. Our new full-time firefighter, Nikki Hagen, started on the 3rd, so she's here and doing great. We'll put her right to work.
Keeping her honest.
Yeah, and she had been an full-time interim firefighter before, so that was really quick to plug her in. We had a technical rescue where we rappelled and retrieved a victim from a stuck tram in Langley. So the crews did an awesome job on that. It was a tram that goes down to the beach and back. And we actually heard from the victim today, who is very grateful and thankful for the efforts of the crew. So we don't, a lot of times we get to rescue dogs and deer off the cliff, but you know, it's, that's where all those rescues pay off is when we get a person, human rescue. We've done it before. It's not the first time.
Good job.
Yeah. We are up to 5 members a shift, even with 2 at Academy. So that's good. Everyone's working on their budgets at this time. Obviously we've already had the first budget meeting and the training on the new boat continues. The fire pump should arrive within a few weeks and they'll begin training on that.
When you mean fire pump, what do you mean for?
So there's what we got with this boat is a portable fire pump mm-hmm. that can be put onto the deck. So it can be used for what we primarily use these boats for is pumping from the ship onto shore for firefighting. So we got that pump early so we can just put it on the lease boat rather than waiting. For the training division, Riley Pomeroy taught his first hazmat class. He became a hazmat technician earlier this year, and this class was also taught at Central. And I heard some feedback from our volunteers. I ran into Jeff Simmons on the boat. He's a boat captain. And he had nothing but good things to say about the job that Riley did. He says, he did amazing. He said, Pomeroy. And I said, oh, yeah, Barry's pretty knowledgeable. No, so he said, Riley. Oh, wow. Good job, Riley. So sounds like you did a really good job. Propane firefighting drill at station 54, which is Central Whidbey, with both department volunteers and BC Burbank was operating the gas valves. So we've been doing more and more joint training with Central Whidbey Fire and Rescue. We've been doing tender operations training with the volunteers. We also practice breaking chains with different tools we carry using different techniques. For EMS, we practice administration of many medications that we're allowed to give. So, recent events, the battalion chief started again. We covered that. Pump testing has been completed for all the station's vehicles, apparatus. And we had the district picnic. It was good to see everybody there. The kids had a lot of fun, obviously, on the slip and slide. September was relatively quiet since the structure fires we had in August. We have several wildfires continuing to burn throughout the state, though, including Bear Gulch, which is at 19,000 acres and only 9% contained as of this morning. So that's a pretty big fire. It's in tough, difficult terrain, so it's going to take nature to really put it out.
And, Chief, my rain gauge, this last rainfall was between 3/4 and an inch, depending on which side of the rain gauge I looked at. So we should be okay down here.
It's getting better. Retired Chief Nye has continued to do some fuel moisture testing for us and text them in to me. And it kind of, we didn't check since, was it yesterday? This weekend it rained, but as of Friday, it's been pretty stable for the last month or so. About 17% for 100 hour fuels, I think. Some of the upcoming events, we have the Washington Fire Commissioners Association conference in late August. The Christmas party date has been set, so mark your calendars for December 13th. We got it early this year, got it on the books early. And then folks started registering for the Seattle Stair Climb this week, or this past Friday, I guess, which is on March 8th. So,
Commissioners, further questions of the chief on this?
I'd just like to say this is a very thorough report, and I appreciate all the details you've included for this month.
Great. Thank you. And thanks to the Chief M and Chief Dilly for filling out those sections too.
I have one off the wall question. You say we also practice breaking chains. For this uninitiative, what does that mean?
Yeah, so just doing chain breaking if they need to gain access.
Oh, in other words, like if there was a chain.
Yeah, physical chain.
Blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It's kind of fun.
With no further questions on the new business, any announcements from either commissioners or the chief? I'm hearing none. Comments from commissioners?
Nothing for me.
Not today.
Not today. Chief, we're going to go into a short executive session?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What, about 10 minutes, do you think?
I think that should do it. I think that should do it, unless okay. There's a lot of questions.
It's about 8 minutes of the hour. We'll reconvene shortly after the hour. Sure. I won't charge you. So at this point, we will, just for the record, nothing contained in this may be construed as preventing a governing body from holding executive session. And this is basically to consider the selection of potentially real estate or legal matters. The bottom line is, this is covered by RCW 42.30.110. and some subunits to permit executive sessions. But any actions that we might take will be brought forward into the public domain at the appropriate time. So at this point, we'll reconvene about 2 or 3 minutes after the top of the hour. About to ask if we were, the Board of South Liberty Fire and EMS returns from executive session. No action is contemplated resulting from that. So at this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's go home. Thank you for a good meeting.